Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most real-world relevant topics on the entire specification, the competitive environment. Whether you're revising for your mocks or your final exams, this episode is going to give you everything you need. The key concepts, the exam techniques, a quick-fire quiz, and the common mistakes that cost students marks every single year. So get comfortable, grab a pen if you want to jot anything down, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly what competition means in business, how it affects every single part of a company, what risks businesses face, and, crucially, how they manage those risks. All of this is directly examinable, and I'll be pointing out exactly where the marks are throughout. Let's start with the basics. What actually is a market? In business, a market is simply any place, physical or digital, where buyers and sellers come together to exchange goods or services. Think about your local high street, Amazon, or even a farmer's market. All of these are markets. Now, competition happens when two or more businesses are trying to sell similar products or services to the same group of customers. And here's the key insight for your exam. Competition is almost always present. Very rarely does a business operate with no competition at all. When a business does have no competition, we call it a monopoly. And that's a situation where one business controls the entire market. Think about utilities in some regions or niche specialist services. Monopolies can charge higher prices because customers have no alternative. Examiners love asking about this contrast, competitive markets versus monopolies. So make sure you can explain both. So what actually happens when competition increases? This is where it gets really interesting, and this is where most of your exam marks will come from. Competition affects all four functional areas of a business. And I want you to remember the acronym MOHF, Marketing, Operations, Human Resources, and Finance, starting with marketing. When there's strong competition, businesses must work harder to attract and keep customers. This means they might lower their prices, launch better promotions, improve their products, or develop a stronger brand. Think about the supermarket price wars between Tesco, Sainsbury's, and Aldi. Each one is constantly trying to offer better value to win your shopping basket. For your exam, if a question asks about the impact of competition on marketing, think price reductions, increased advertising spend, product development, and improved customer service. Next up, operations. Competition pushes businesses to become more efficient. If a rival can produce the same product at a lower cost, your business is in trouble. So businesses invest in better technology, streamline their production processes, and focus on quality control. A business that produces goods more efficiently can either lower its prices to compete or maintain its prices and enjoy higher profit margins. Either way, competition drives operational improvement. Now, human resources. Competitive businesses need talented, motivated staff. When competition is fierce, businesses invest more in recruiting the best people, training their workforce, and offering better pay and working conditions. If a rival business is poaching your best employees, you need to respond. HR becomes a competitive battleground in its own right. And finally, finance. This is often the most challenging impact of competition. When businesses compete heavily on price, profit margins, that's the difference between revenue and costs, get squeezed. A business might be selling more units but making less profit on each one. This puts pressure on cash flow and can make it harder to invest in growth. Examiners frequently ask candidates to analyze the financial impact of competition, so always link competition to profit margins and investment capacity. Now let's talk about risk and uncertainty. Another crucial part of this topic, every business faces risk. Risk is the possibility that something will go wrong, and uncertainty is when we simply don't know what the future holds. The two are closely linked. An entrepreneur starting a new business faces the risk that customers won't buy their product, that costs will be higher than expected, or that a competitor will undercut their prices. So why do entrepreneurs start businesses despite these risks? Great question, and it's one examiners love to ask. The motivations include the desire to make a profit, the satisfaction of being your own boss, the passion for a particular product or idea, and the opportunity to fill a gap in the market. Understanding why entrepreneurs take on risk is just as important as understanding the risks themselves. But here's the really important part for your exam. How do businesses minimize risk? There are several key strategies. First, market research. Before launching a product, businesses gather data about customer needs, competitor activity, and market trends. This reduces the risk of launching something nobody wants. Second, insurance. Businesses take out insurance policies to protect against financial losses from events like fire, theft, or legal claims. Third, contingency planning. This means having a backup plan ready in case things go wrong. Fourth, developing a unique selling point or USP. If your business offers something genuinely different from competitors, you're less vulnerable to being undercut. And fifth, diversification, spreading the business across different products or markets so that if one area struggles, others can compensate. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. The most common mistake I see candidates make is defining competition and then stopping there. Examiners do not award marks for definitions alone in analysis questions. You must explain the impact. Use connective phrases like, this means that, as a result, therefore, and this could lead to the examiner that you are analyzing, not just describing. Second big mistake, forgetting to apply your answer to the specific business in the question. If the question gives you a scenario about a small independent coffee shop facing competition from a large chain, your answer must reference that coffee shop. Generic answers about businesses in general will not reach the higher mark levels. Third mistake, treating risk and competition as separate topics. In the exam, they are deeply connected. Competition creates risk. More competitors means lower prices, which means lower profits, which means financial risk. Always make these links explicit in your answers. For command words, if the question says explain, you need a reason plus a consequence, 2 developed points minimum. If it says analyze, you need a chain of reasoning showing cause and effect. If it says evaluate or justify, you must make a judgment and support it with evidence. The number of marks tells you how much to write, roughly 1 minute per mark, plus planning time for longer questions. One more tip. When a question asks about the impact of competition on a specific functional area, always structure your answer as state the impact, then explain why competition causes this, then give a consequence for the business. This three-part structure will earn you full marks on most short answer questions. Okay, time for our quick-fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is a market? A market is any place where buyers and sellers come together to exchange goods or services. Question 2. What does USP stand for? Unique selling point, something that makes a business's product different from competitors. Question 3. Name 3 ways a business can minimize risk. Market research, insurance, contingency planning, USP development, or diversification. Any 3 of those. Question 4. What is a monopoly? A market where one business has complete or near complete control with no significant competition. Question 5. Name the 4 functional areas affected by competition using the acronym MOHF. Marketing, operations, human resources, and finance. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a super quick summary of what we've covered. A market is where buyers and sellers meet. Competition exists when businesses sell similar products to the same customers. Competition affects all 4 functional areas: marketing, operations, human resources, and finance. Remember, MOHF. Businesses face risk and uncertainty, but entrepreneurs start businesses for profit, independence, passion, and opportunity. Businesses minimize risk through market research, insurance, contingency planning, USP development, and diversification. For your exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific business in the question, use connective language to show analysis, and link competition directly to its consequences for the business. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.